I'm going to read for you from Psalms. The first number beginning at the first verse.
Amen.
All right.
It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. I just want to read one verse from the book of James. James, the first chapter, and verse number 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. Amen. And my friends, reading, hearing, and doing the word. Just for a few minutes on this evening, I just want to share with you with the thought in mind, a blessed man.
All right.
Of this best man. Notice, if you will, this first verse. said, my feet had well nigh slipped, and my step were almost up. God deserved the prosperity of the wicked.
All right.
In other words, I was looking around, and I
say that.
I saw the wicked prosper. Get that wicked way. Come on. And I was confused about that.
Continual source of life.
Blessed man, once he understands that relationship with God, What you gonna do? He said, well, I'll be in the high window.
Like it really is.
and that they spread. Same way with the relationship we have with God. We have to work on that relationship internally. And this left man says, I'm going wholeheartedly after God. I just get out of the way because I'm going for it. Don't talk to me, don't tell me anything. Don't try to, I'm not listening to you.
All right.
All that it was in me. Because I'm in the group of the blessed. But when we recognize, we realize what we have within our grasp, what we have become, and who we have become, and how God has tremendously blessed us, simply because out of his abundant love and his tender mercy for us, he saved us. Jesus Christ Jesus to die for us.
All right.
And to share his precious blood. Simply because he loved us so much, sir. And because of that, we have been repositioned, replaced. We're in God's kingdom. We've been given a new name. Now we no longer have the old name. We're called child of God. We've been adopted into that world. We have become his child.
Yeah.
We become the heir to all of his benefits.
Like it.